Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. Two tweets this morning from the president. The president said he's sending federal help into Chicago after, quote, 1,714 shootings this year. Trump also said, quote, if Republican senators are unable to pass what they are working on now, they should repeal and replace Obamacare at a later date. So he's calling for the Republicans to uncouple, repeal, and replace. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski appeared on Morning Joe at the top of the 7 a.m. hour to respond to the president's tweets about them. Before they came on, they played a clip of Ivanka Trump crying viciousness in D.C. Mika said it's been fascinating and frightening and really sad for our country. She said she's fine, but she said she is very concerned about what this reveals about the president of the United States. Joe and Mika also penned an op-ed for the Washington Post with some bombshell quotes. The headline, Donald Trump is not well. They say they don't know if he's fit to be president. They said that Trump actually did see them at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve and invited them himself, even urging Mika to go. Mika said she did not have a facelift, but did have some skin under her chin, quote unquote, tweaked. The bombshell quote, the pair say that somebody as close to Trump as anyone told Joe his behavior was erratic during the campaign. That will set off alarm bells in the White House. Think you know who it is? In Playbook this morning, we have a link to a poll about it. Around the country, though, this is hardly registering a blip. We get a bunch of front pages every morning. The Arizona Republic and Sheldon Adelson's Las Vegas Review-Journal have the feud on their front page, but few others do. Angela Merkel set herself on a, quote, collision course with President Trump, predicting very difficult talks over climate change and trade when she hosts the G20 next week. On healthcare, Republicans are still in neutral as they left for July recess, per Burgess Everett, Sungmin Kim, and Sarah Carlin Smith. Republicans hope to have language penned by the end of the day today, but that's not certain. An agreement is really no closer. Smart story from Annie Carney on Jared Kushner's inner circle. He talks to Newt Gingrich and Jeff Rowe. Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the former Texas senator, is the next ambassador to NATO. CBS's David Rhodes said the transition for the host of the next evening news is not going as smoothly as he would hope. If you missed it yesterday, Greta Van Susteren's out at MSNBC. Spotted at the Nationals game last night, Congressional Leadership Fund President Corey Bliss, Paul Ryan's political director Kevin Seifert, and former Boehner chief of staff Barry Jackson. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.